How many of the Ten Commandments do you know? How many could you name if someone asked you to tell them the Ten Commandments? If you'll give me your attention for the next 23 minutes, you will know all 10 of the commandments. You will be able to name them backwards and forwards. You will be able to name them by number. If someone asked you, what's the 8th commandment? Or what's the 7th commandment? Or what's the 2nd commandment? You'll just give me your attention and do what I asked you to do for the next 23 minutes. You will know the 10 commandments, all 10 of them. And it'll be fun. We'll have a good time doing this. And what I want you to do is to picture in your mind what I asked you to picture. I want you to see it mentally. Now stick with me. Don't lose me. Stay with me. I want you to picture each one of these pictures, and we're going to learn the Ten Commandments. We're going to know them, and it's not going to be any trouble at all. You're going to have a good time doing this. The first picture I want you to picture is a picture of a blue ribbon like a racehorse would win. There's a blue, big circle at the top. It's all blue. There's a big circle, and there's a number one in the circle. Number one in the circle. Not first, but just number one. There are two blue ribbons hanging down from it. So you picture this in your mind, that blue ribbon, like a horse would win in a horse race. And the first commandment is, you shall have no other God before me. You shall have no other God before me. So that picture, the blue ribbon, number one in there, you shall have no other God before me. The first commandment, you shall have no other God before me. The second commandment, I want you to picture a man on his knees with his hands above his head, and he is in the shape of a two. He looks like a two. As you look at him from the side, he looks like a two. And he is worshiping with his hands up in the air and bending over. He's worshiping a wooden idol in front of him. He's worshiping a wooden idol in front of him. The second commandment is, you shall not make for yourself an idol. You shall not make for yourself an idol. That's the second commandment. The first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. The second commandment is, you shall not make for yourself an idol. The third commandment, I want you to picture a woman with big lips, and you're just focusing in just her lips. You're looking from the side of her face, and her lips looks like a three. Her lips look like a three. She has big lips, and they look like a three as you look from to her from the side. The third commandment is, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. There's a three. You see those lips from the side of that woman's face. She's got big lips and it looks like a three. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. So the third commandment is, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. The second command is, you shall not make for yourself idols. The first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. The fourth commandment, the fourth picture I want you to see is a page a day calendar. Many secretaries has on their desk a page a day calendar. In other words, each day has a full page, and she can just flip it over for the next day. And on this calendar, you see that the day is Saturday. The day is Saturday, and the number is 4. So it's the 4th of the month. You see that? Picture that. But the strange thing about this calendar, this page, has been shot through. People have shot it with a gun. You can see holes in the pages. It really looks strange. And so I want you to see this picture of a page-a-day calendar, number 4, Saturday, and holes in it. The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's the fourth commandment. The picture is a page-a-day calendar. The fifth commandment, I want you to picture the number 5, but I want you to picture it not when writing, but with people. There are two people. The top one is a man. He's kind of laying down and his feet's hanging down. So you've got the top part of the 5. His head is over here, and you know he's a man because he has short hair. So you see his head and his feet's hanging down. And his feet are resting on the head of a woman. You know it's a woman because she has long hair. And the woman is the circle part of the 5. Can you see that circle part of the 5? That's a woman. And so you got a man and a woman. The fifth commandment is honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. That's the fifth commandment. You have pictured in your mind that picture of that number five made out of two people, a man and a woman. The sixth commandment. I want you to picture a cherry bomb like you use fireworks when you were a kid, a cherry bomb with the fuse going up and making the cherry bomb. That's a circle part at the bottom, and the fuse goes up and looks like a six. So it looks like a six. So you picture that cherry bomb with the fuse going up, and it all looks like a six. The sixth commandment is, you shall not murder. You shall not murder. You shall not throw a bomb at somebody and murder them. You shall not murder. That's number six. Number five was honor your father and mother. Number four was remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Number three was you shall not use the name of the Lord your God in vain. Number two is you shall not make for yourself idols. Number one was you shall have no other gods before me. Number seven, I want you to picture a heart, a picture of a red heart. And in the middle of the heart is the number seven. In the middle of the heart, inserted right in the heart, is the number seven. The seventh commandment is you shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit adultery. That's number seven. A heart with a seven in the middle of it. You got to see it. Don't lose me. Don't go to sleep. Don't fade out. Stay with me. Just a few more to go. Number seven was a heart with a seven in the middle, and it is you shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit adultery. God's concerned that you're faithful to your one husband or your one wife. You shall not commit adultery. Number eight, he wants you to picture a thief. But instead of a ski mask, he has on a mask that comes across like the Lone Ranger used to wear, except it looks more like goggles, the old goggle type that motorcycle riders used to wear. He is leaning over like he's looking under something, and so the goggles look like the number eight. The goggles look like the number eight. And so you see, number eight is, you shall not steal. Commandment number eight is, you shall not steal. And the way you remember that commandment is, that man is a thief, and he's wearing a mask that's a goggles. Then that goggles, because he's leaning over looking under something, the goggles look like a number eight. The next picture I want you to picture is number nine. But I want you, instead of it sitting up straight, I want you to picture your number nine laying down on the bed. The number nine is laying down on the bed. He's just lying there on the bed, the number nine. See it in your mind. Can you see it? Watch it. Look at it. See it. That number nine laying down. You shall not lie is commandment number nine. You shall not lie is commandment number nine. Now, number 10, I want you to picture you are in a lighted room. It's dark outside, and there's a narrow, tall window. There's a narrow, tall window. It's dark outside, light where you are, dark outside, so it looks like a black number one. And then right next to it is a gigantic ring, a diamond ring, but it's as tall as the window. It is big. I mean, it is tremendous. And it has a big diamond. And there's a man looking in and looking over there at that big old ring. And he's wanting it. That's why he wants that ring. It's so big. And as you look at that, you see the window makes it a one and the ring makes a zero. It's a number 10. It's a number 10. And the 10th commandment is, you shall not covet. The 10th commandment is, you shall not covet. Now let's go from 1 to 10. Let's run over them. The first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. The second commandment is, you shall not make for yourself an idol. You shall not make for yourself an idol. The third commandment is, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The fifth commandment is, honor your father and mother. The sixth commandment is, you shall not murder. The seventh commandment is, you shall not commit adultery. The eighth commandment is, you shall not steal. The ninth commandment is, you shall not lie. And the tenth commandment is, you shall not covet. You've got the Ten Commandments. You've got the pictures. Now just go over the pictures. Not mention the command. Just go over the pictures. The first picture that we saw was a blue ribbon, number one in the top circle. Two blue ribbons hanging down from it. The second picture we saw was a man kneeling with his hands over his head, and he was in the shape of a two. And that reminded you of number two. The third picture you saw was a woman's lips. Her lips were big, and it looked like a three. When you outlined her lips, there were three. The fourth picture you saw was a page a day calendar. It had Saturday on it, and it had the number 4 on it, but somebody had taken a gun and shot holes all through it, and there were several holes in that page a day calendar, in that one page. So number 4 was a calendar, a page a day calendar, number 4 Saturday, and holes in it. Number 5 was a man and a woman shaped like a 5. The man was the top part of the 5. He had short hair. The woman was the bottom part of the 5, the curved part. She had long hair. Number 6 was a cherubim like in fireworks, and it had a fuse on it. And the fuse went up from the cherubim. The cherubim was circled, and the fuse went up and made it look like a 6. The seventh picture you saw was a heart, a red heart with the number 7 in the middle of it. The number 7 was right there in the middle of that heart, and you saw that picture in your mind. Number 8 was a thief, but his mask was old-fashioned goggles, and he was bending over like he was looking under something, and his goggles looked like an 8, looked like the number 8, the goggles on his face because he was bending over, looking under something. Number 9 was the number 9 itself lying on a bed. The number 9 lying on a bed. The number 9 lying on a bed. And the 10th one was a window, narrow, tall window, and a big old ring next to it. And so it looks like a number 10, that big, tall window, and that big old ring. And there was a man looking through the window and wanting that ring. He was coveting it. He wanted it. So, the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. The second commandment, you shall not make for yourself an idol. The third commandment is you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The fifth commandment is honor your father and mother. The sixth commandment is you shall not murder. The seventh commandment is you shall not commit adultery. The eighth commandment is you shall not steal. The ninth commandment is you shall not lie. The tenth commandment is you shall not covet. Now you know them. And I could ask you, what is number 8? 8 is you shall not steal. What is number 4? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What is number 7? You shall not commit adultery. And you know all 7 of them. You can go from 1 to 10, or you can pick any one. You can go from 10 to 1. You can go either way you want to. You know the 10 commandments. If somebody asked you, what are the 10 commandments? You can tell them. And so what I want you to do is I'd like for you to review them every day for the next few days. That'll move them from the short-term memory, which you have right now, that'll move them from the short-term memory to your long-term memory, and you'll just review them over the next few days, and you'll have them forever. You'll always remember them. You'll know them. You'll know the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments are like God's top 10. These are the 10 most important things. Now, we learn from Jesus in the New Testament that these 10 commandments are based on 2 commandments. Love God totally and love your neighbor as yourself. Because the first 4 commandments has to do with God. The last 6 commandments has to do with people. The first 4 commandments has to do with your relationship with God. The last 6 commandments has to do with your relationship to people. Now, God's commandments, he gave them for a purpose. They were to control and regulate the people, the Jews, until Jesus come. For us, the purpose of the Ten Commandments is to convict us of sin. The purpose of the Ten Commandments is to convict us of sin. So if you were to read through the Ten Commandments, you can just read through them in your mind. You don't have to have them on paper. If you want to see them in the Bible, they're in Exodus chapter 20, the first 17 verses. They're also in Deuteronomy chapter 5, the first 13 verses, I believe. Exodus 20, 1 through 17, and Deuteronomy 5, 1 through 13. You've memorized today, in this few minutes we've had together, you have memorized the Ten Commandments. You know what they are. Now, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about those. I want you to go through them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I want you to ask God to convict you of the sins that you've committed. Just those 10. That's all. Now, it is true you need to think about what Jesus said about them. In other words, the 6th commandment was, you shall not murder. Jesus said, what that means is, you shall not hate. The seventh commandment is you should not commit adultery. Jesus said, if you look on a woman to lust for her, you have already committed adultery with her in your heart. So I want you to think about that. And I want you to look through the list and find the one that you've committed, the one that you've sinned, the one that you have broken. And when you do that, you're going to say, Lee, it's not one. It's more than one, you know? How many times in your life have you put something ahead of God? And anything you put ahead of God is your God. Anything you put ahead of God is your God. The greatest threat to what's first in your life is what's second in your life. The greatest threat to what's first in your life is what's second in your life. And many, many times, something good will take the place of the best. The good will take the place of the best. And so you have to be careful that God is always first in your life. Colossians 3:5 says that greed is like idolatry. When you love money and worship money, it's like worshiping an idol. So you're breaking the second commandment. How many times have you used God's name in vain? How many times have you used God's name and said things in a curse way or asked God to damn somebody? Or to just use it in vain, uselessly, by saying things like, oh my God, that's using God's name in vain. How many times have you done that? Over and over and over. Have you honored your father and mother all their life? Have you honored your father and mother? You see? How many things have you coveted? How many things have you wanted that somebody else had and you wanted it? You wish you had it instead of them having it. And so these commandments will bring us to our knees and to realize that we have sinned against God. We have sinned against God. And we know we've sinned against God because we have broken God's 10 top lists. This is his top 10 lists. And we have broken them. We have committed sin because we have broken God's law. And if you're not a Christian, what that should bring you to do is that you need to come to Jesus for salvation. You see, if it is sin, and it is, if you broke one of God's 10 commandments, if it is sin, then there's a solution to the sin problem, and the solution is Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, was the way John the Baptist said it. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. God has a solution for the sin problem, and the solution is Jesus. The solution is Jesus. So if you're not a Christian, when you've learned the Ten Commandments and you know these things, God says don't do these things, and you have done them, you have sinned, you have broken God's laws, you have violated God's principles, and you are guilty before God. God has a solution, and the solution is salvation in Jesus. You must come to Jesus for your salvation. You must come and ask him to forgive you. You must come and ask him to forgive you. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus publicly. Be baptized into him, washing away your sin, and raised up to remain faithful to him from now on. Now, if you're already a Christian, you say, well, Lee, I accepted Christ, but I've committed some of these sins since I did that. What do I do? Let me give you a minute to think about that, and I want to tell you what you do. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you are a Christian and you realize you've committed some sins, you've broken these laws of God's, then you know you need to go and repent of those sins and confess those. Proverbs 28:13 says you need to forsake them. You need to confess them and forsake them. You need to confess them and forsake them. If you're already a Christian, you need to repent and confess your sins to God. Today we've learned the Ten Commandments. We've learned the Ten Commandments, and we know them. The first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. The second commandment is, you shall not make for yourself an idol. The third commandment is, You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The fifth commandment is to honor your father and mother. The sixth commandment is, you shall not murder. The seventh commandment is, you shall not commit adultery. The eighth commandment is, you shall not steal. The ninth commandment is, you shall not lie. The tenth commandment is, you shall not covet. All of us are guilty. All of us are guilty. But Jesus is the answer to the sin problem. Jesus is the answer to the sin problem. And when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will help us to live a godly life. We can be faithful to Him, and He will help us. And we will never become perfect in this life, but we will sin less and less and less. Someone says, I'm not sinless, but I do sin less. Because I have the Holy Spirit in my life, I'm not sinless, but I do sin less. You know the Ten Commandments. You can name them one by one. If someone asked you this afternoon, what did you learn in church? What did you learn in church? I want you to do two things. First, I want you to ask, do you really want to know? Do you really want to know what I learned in church? If they say they do, you tell them, this is what you learned. God said, you shall have no other gods before me. God said, you shall not make for yourself an idol. God said, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. God said, to honor your father and mother. God said, you shall not murder. God said, you shall not commit adultery. God said, you shall not steal. God said, you shall not lie. And God said, you shall not covet. That's what I learned in church. That's what I learned. And I also learned that when I do those things, I am sinning against God. When I do those things, I am sinning against God.